Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. If you're looking for something to do toward the end of your holidays, perhaps it's a great time to get out and explore what we have here. A place that many of us get to, but I guess a few still don't know that it's quite there and it's full of absolute gems. It's our regional museum, and they've got two just amazing exhibitions on at the moment. One is called Inherit, which looks at old and new histories, and the other one is Hearts and Minds. It's about wartime propaganda from World Wars One and Two. And joining me online from the Orange Museum, it's a good morning to Anastasia Freeman. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for your time. Let's talk about the Inherit exhibition, Old and New Histories. What's this all about?
So Inherit, Old and New Histories is the history of the Central West region told through over 100 objects. And these objects have been, some of them are from our collection at Orange Regional Museum, and others are on loan from private private donors. Some of them are from other smaller museums, and we've also have some items from the local Orange Aboriginal Land Council.
Okay.
So we've worked collaboratively with other organisations to put this exhibition together, and it's really an exploration of the stories, some quite familiar to people and some lesser known, stories of everyday people.
Okay.
In the Central West, going back kind of the last 200 years and beyond as well.
give me some ideas of what are some of these items that are, I guess, telling the story about our history here.
Yeah, sure. So one of the items that I've kind of been looking at closely, because we're doing a children's workshop coming up this Thursday on this item, and that is a writing slate decorated by Kitty McArdle in the late 1800s. And she was 8 years old when she decorated this writing slate.
Wow.
And it's really, it's a beautiful example of the kind of painting tradition that was part of the education of young women in those times. And we have a beautiful photograph of Kitty as well, so that people can kind of get to know her a little bit more and her story. And we also know that she was quite a talented musician, and she went on to win awards when she was older.
So that's just one of 100 items that you have there. I'm sure there's many fascinating things that people go and see. That's the Inherit exhibition. Now, this one, I think, is quite special. Hearts and Minds, Wartime Propaganda. Wow. Tell us about this.
Yes, so this exhibition is on tour from the Australian War Memorial, and it involves 39 posters from their poster collection. And it's a really fascinating look at how propaganda was used to influence people's emotions and thoughts about the enemy at the time. And I think some of the really interesting posters that I hadn't really seen before from this collection were around encouraging people to be frugal.
Right.
And yeah, those posters I find really fascinating. So there's some really iconic posters in this exhibition as well, such as the Keep Calm and Carry On poster. And there's many others that people will recognise. And I suppose the beautiful thing about this exhibition as well is the posters are the originals. So it's a chance to see these incredible original posters. And some of them people will know and already love, and others will might be completely new to people.
Is there a big difference in the 20-odd years between World War One and World War Two in the messaging, or was it similar over those few decades?
I think the messaging, is slightly different. And what is really fascinating, I think, is the changes in design techniques and even printing techniques.
Right.
So that is quite apparent between World War One and World War Two, and seeing how those kind of design standards shifted. But In terms of the way propaganda is used, you can definitely see that some of the messaging is similar and some of the propaganda techniques are quite similar. And you can also see quite clearly how some of these propaganda techniques were then later used within advertising campaigns post-war.
Yeah, right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so I think there's lots of interesting links there.
That sounds like an incredible exhibition. It is on loan from the Australian War Memorial and the propaganda from World War One and World War Two, which I'm sure even some of our listeners might even remember. I'm with Anastasia Freeman from the Orange Regional Museum. Two exhibitions on at the moment, Inherit and Hearts and Minds. Go and check them out. I'm sure you'll be truly amazed about our history. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Great to chat with you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.